You know what time it is, folks. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Happy Monday. Yes, I said happy Monday. In the midst of everything that is going on, you still have much to be grateful for. Go out there, seize the day, seize the week, seize the month. You have many good things coming to you. A big shout out to everybody out there that is keeping the country going, truckers, grocery store workers, medical, first responders, everybody. If I miss somebody, I'm sorry. Thank you for what you are doing in this time of crisis. Folks, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Detectachem. This amazing and innovative company is helping keep our brave men and women who protect us every day safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hand. This amazing technology I wish I had when I was a younger officer detects illicit drugs, explosives. You need to have this equipment for your agency. Head over to the website, see the link to Detectachem and see how they can help keep your troops safer. Folks, if you love coffee, you're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. Everything from coffee to elixirs, they have it all. My personal favorite is the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. Yes, I said mushrooms. Doesn't taste like mushrooms, tastes like regular coffee. You are going to love it. All their products. And you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. Head over to the website, CJEvolution.com. You will not be disappointed. On to Microcast Monday. You know, folks, as you head into this Monday and week, I hope you started your day with being grateful. Again, before my feet even hit the floor in the morning, I am going through in my mind what I am grateful for. I am grateful for a house, a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my wife, my family, love. I'm grateful for being alive, first and foremost. I hope you are starting your day the same way, because it's really going to help you, especially in times like this, in times of crisis. I know a lot of times in times of crisis, we tend to focus on the lack of or the things we do not have. But folks, you got much to be grateful for, even now. You have a job. If you're a first responder, thank you first and foremost for your service. But you have a job. So many people are losing jobs. So many people are losing their savings, their nest eggs. It's a horrible time, but we will come back. The point is you have much to be grateful for. So if you're waking up agitated and irritated, I totally get it. You know, I totally get it. It's just the time we are in. I go through those days too sometimes. And the key to that is sometimes, not all the time. So if you're in that all the time negativity space, again, I encourage you even now to start your day in gratefulness. You know, be mindful of the things you have, the things that other people don't have. Because again, no matter how bad you have it, folks, there's somebody, I guarantee, that always has it worse than you. So going forward, starting today, I want you to think of three things that you are grateful for, and I want you to write them down. And as you go through the day, if you become irritated or anxious or whatever, I want you to pull out that list, and I want you to read those things, and I want you to meditate on them. I want you to really think about those things, whatever they are, that you're grateful for, and I guarantee you're going to start to feel better. Now, tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to do the same thing, except I want you to put three different things on that list. By the end of the week, you are going to have so many things that you are grateful for. It really is going to be much harder for you to get angry, to get anxious. And again, you're going to see how much good you have in your life and how many things you are really grateful for. That list is going to grow, man. I'm telling you. And you are going to feel better. You're going to be more happier. And I do this every day. And sometimes there's repetitive things that come up. Family should always be first and foremost. But again, you don't necessarily have to confine it to three. You can find, 10 or whatever. But the point is, write it down. Create a list of things and people you are grateful for. Folks, I hope this was beneficial. It was beneficial for me just talking about it, because I had my list this morning. And I thought, I need to share this. And if you're doing it right now, great. If you're not, start doing it. It is going to help you, especially now, again, in this time of crisis and uncertainty. And we will come out of this, folks. We have to band together. We have to stay positive. And we will emerge from this stronger and a better community. Folks, stay tuned for more great guests on the CJ Evolution Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.